Hey there, folks. It's James Hilliard back with another Sum Total podcast. Thank you for joining us. There's a challenge out there for a lot of customers. They recognize that they collect a lot of data about their employees, a lot through their learning programs as well. The challenge is, what do you do with that data? How do you get insights about people and their development, their career growth, etc.? How can we get business assessments from this data? And what type of visual dashboards does your organization need to get the reports necessary to better run your business right now, these actionable insights? Well, sharing insights today with us are Jim Everidge and Reed Jones, both from Rapid LD, to discuss how they created valuable dashboards to isolate learning data, how they combine business data with learning data to better understand the business value of learning, and how they use Sum Total tools to help put decision-making power in their hands and the hands of their customers. Guys, let me start with an observation. Again, I just said this at the beginning here. So many teams out there collect a ton of data. The issue, what do we do with it? So Jim, 60% of customers say that to you, 80% of customers say that to you. What do you hear?
I would tell you that 100% of customers recognize that they are collecting a lot of data, and I just isolate it to learning. You know, unlike many other applications, learning touches everybody, and it collects data from everybody in the organization. And the challenge is what do you do with all that? How do you use that to get insights about your company and about the people and about development and, you know, the efficacy, all of that? It's almost bewildering. I think that everybody's got a handle on the basics about data. How many am I doing? You know, what's the result? What's the class average? Those are basic elements of kind of analyzing data, but it's the more sophisticated, how can I get business insights out of data that people are struggling with?
And Reed, would you concur of the folks that you get to talk to, the experiences, the anecdotes you hear, spot on what Jim said?
Yeah, spot on. You really hear it from everybody. Like Jim said, they recognize they have the data. They do what they can with the abilities, you know, in the LMS that they have, with the reporting that's available. And in many cases, it's very good, but oftentimes the need they have outstrips what's available. And they take it to other applications, whether that be Excel or even higher level BI applications. But that's the challenge.
And what it does sound like, though, and I think this is great then to kind of lead and cue up some of the conversation we're going to have here over the next 10 to 12 minutes, is focusing on, they realize that there is a need. They realize there's more they can get out of the data they're collecting. It's how do they do it? And so that's what we want to talk about. Jim, do this for everyone listening. Just the quick primer on Rapid LD, kind of how long you've been around, how long you've been involved working with Sum Total tools, et cetera. Give us a little bit of that background.
You bet. RapidLD started actually 20 years ago. You know, at our inception, RapidLD stands for Rapid Learning Deployment. We were deploying learning systems. We wanted to call us what we did, so Rapid Learning Deployment, shortened to RapidLD. And, you know, we've been a partner with Sum Total since day one. We were a docent implementation company, and we implemented the docent platform, which became Sum Total. You know, it's really that experience that we draw on to kind of share today the insights that we have about data.
And Reed, let's talk about how you've been working and investing to really build out and get to the true business intelligence, right? Which is taking data and learning from that data. Let's talk a little bit about that and untrapping all of that data.
I've been with the company all of those years and helping others with how they implement the LMS. And like we were saying previously, one of the huge challenges is how do we get to the data that we have? How do we report on it? And that's always been an interest of mine. So over the years, you know, after hearing this over and over and over again, I started looking at applications that can help with that, namely BI applications. It was in the last, say, 3 or 4 years where I ran across a set of Microsoft products topped off by Power BI and methods for how to get data from Sum Total or any LMS for that matter into Power BI in a low cost, affordable way, in such a way that anybody can adopt it. That overcomes one of the hugest challenges, which is just cost by itself. And we're trying to get around that.
Talk to me a little bit about your experience using some of these tools, and some of this goes to your background, Reed, because there are some folks that feel, hey, really to get into any of the data and get this actionable item, we kind of got to be a computer scientist, or we might have to bring a computer scientist on board to our organization to get through all this. Was that a thought you had? Was that something of your background, or is that a kind of red herring that, no, that's really not the truth these days?
It's actually a little bit of both. So I did think that personally. A lot of other companies, of course, do as well. But it is also a little bit of a red herring, because the tools that are being made available now are such that you don't have to be a data scientist. You don't have to be a DBA. You don't have to have specific expertise to get a lot out of what they bring right out of the gate, right out of the application. Now, with that said, of course, if you are, more to your benefit. Right. And so you can extend the use of these tools to as far as you want with the expertise that you have, but you certainly don't have to have it to get started and to get a lot out of it.
What were, Jim, maybe some of the early challenges as it seems like, you know, this was brought up, you all experienced and saw that, hey, there are some things that we can do. There's some value that we can bring to the business by diving deeper into this data. Now we've got some tools that are available to us. What were a couple of the early challenges as you started working and going in this manner?
Yeah, I think, James, from our perspective, one of the things that we try to do is, as we think about developing these solutions, is developing so that they work across lots of different platforms and kind of homogenizing what one platform calls a class and a course and a person and a transcript to what another platform might call those same items. And then being able to create a data architecture that addresses kind of this commonality. You know, I think that's probably one of the first challenges that we face. And I think another challenge that's significant is, you know, managing or handling data. Originally, when we thought about, you know, this application, it was something that kind of we would host for customers. But, you know, there's a whole issue today of data privacy, data security. And so, you know, we really moved into an environment where all of this is managed and hosted by the client themselves, so that you kind of get out of that whole dialogue about data security, data privacy, GDPR, all those things that, you know, concern IT organizations today and are barriers, you know, for adoption. Now that we really put this in the client's hands, we kind of step aside from that discussion in large part.
Let's talk about the clients and what, how are they ultimately now interfacing with the data, and how are they using some of these SumTotal tools to dive into the data and learn what they need to learn?
I'll take that one to start and then pass it over to Reed. But, you know, the customers are getting data extracts from their system on some periodic basis. You know, usually daily is enough. Some customers want it more frequently than that. But these data extracts are then passed to the system internally. Reed can describe in a little more detail the stack, the Microsoft stack that handles that, because it's, you know, more than one tool that kind of interacts with the data. But then they have access to be able to manipulate the data in any way they want. And I think that's an important thing, that it's not a rigid structure that they are pulling data into, that they've got to really accept whatever's there. They have the ability to kind of change parameters, isolate parameters, change variables, kind of filter data in certain ways that are, it's meaningful to them at that moment in time. And so being able to do all that manipulation themselves on live data, I think it's really important. Reed, you want to talk about kind of the stack in a little bit more detail?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to add one thing, though, and one of the hugest challenges that I faced and other companies face starting out is, how do you get your data out of your system? And so, you know, like in SumTotal, you can use advanced reporting and, like Jim said, get an extract of that on a scheduled basis, whether that's nightly. And that is a great solution for many customers, because, you know, they don't generate too much data where you aren't pushing the limits. But there are certain size customers that solution even becomes impractical. And so what that means is we're now venturing in a territory where we're looking at other ways to get data out of the system, specifically with SumTotal and using OData APIs. So using a connector that connects directly with the LMS, it'll allow that ability to get data no matter how you need it. In either case, you're going to bring that data into Power BI. So I mentioned that before, but like Jim said, it's actually an entire stack from Microsoft, meaning it starts with, you need to have Office 365 or 2016, which many companies have now. With that Office 365 or 2016 umbrella comes a set of tools, you know, one of which is OneDrive for business, and then Outlook, of course, comes with that. Those two components are vital in the processing of the data from the LMS. The reporting extracts that you get sent to you, they get moved to a OneDrive environment where Power BI then consumes the data. And then there are a couple other tools that help keep it all connected that are also under the Office 365 umbrella of applications. So there's an application called Flow, and there's a Sync client. All of those things work together, and because it's all Microsoft and it's all under the same umbrella, it's all using the same authentication techniques. So meaning that you authenticate to the system with your, you know, your network login ID, and you can use all of the tools, and all of the authentication passes from application to application automatically, which makes it all work.
With being a user of these tools and then rolling these out to your customers, Reed, are there things that customers have been able to show you? Have you learned from any of the customers on some of the things they're doing that then you in turn were able to roll back into the rapid LD process?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's actually part of the model. So what we do is, you know, we've got a data model set up that is consuming a set of reports and fields of data all the way to a set of pre-configured dashboards and report pages that we give the customer. But then the customer can either go two routes. They can either come back to us and say, you know what, we don't really have any of this expertise. Can you build us five more dashboards? Or can we add different sets of data that we're not getting today? And we can do that. Or we have customers who have expertise on hand who take it and run with it. And they start building their own reports. They build reports using methods that, you know, maybe I haven't even seen, but they show them to me. And just like you said, we can take that sharing information, bring it back into the products, we can offer it to another customer down the road. When I talk about that, I'm trying to paint a picture of, you know, what does a dashboard look like? I think many people have a good idea of, when you say the word dashboard, it's, you know, a page with a number of different report visuals on the screen. You know, maybe there's 5 or 6 or 10, I don't know, however many, but in these BI tools like Power BI, they ship with a set of out-of-box report visuals. Similar to what you get in Excel, whenever you want to create a chart in Excel, you know, you get, I don't know, 15 or 20 different out-of-box types of, you know, bar charts or pie charts or donut charts or line charts, whatever they are. But in Power BI, there's actually over 200 available to you. Certainly, I can't use all of them, and customers pick and choose ones that they like best and then show them to us, and we build that back into what we have and show that to, you know, future customers.
Let me break the next question, maybe the next couple questions, into Reed, you answering for how it impacted RapidLD, and then Jim, if you can, how it might have impacted a customer. So let's talk about like these dashboards here. Is there something, Reed, that you can point to, a story about getting some insight, seeing something in one of these dashboards that really then helped RapidLD make a business decision?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a meta answer in a way, because as I was coming up to speed on my own on how to use these tools, the value that they provide became readily apparent, meaning that we could get the data out of our own system and start reporting on it, but we immediately recognized that we have an offering here that we can offer to customers that we have. And so it's created a whole new line of business just for us that we didn't have before. It came out of nowhere. And it was all because of just creating my own reports, seeing how easy it was to do with somebody who doesn't have, you know, I'm not a data scientist, I'm not a DBA, but I'm a pretty good business analyst, and I've had experience with other tools before, but I was able to bring it all together and come to that conclusion with Jim and others here very rapidly. And so I think that's the best primary example I can give you.
Well, I appreciate it. Jim, how about an aha moment from a customer about, again, seeing a dashboard, seeing some data, and then they made a good business decision?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We have customers that are fairly mature in reporting. We've got other customers that are really just starting out. And when you go to a customer that you consider to be fairly mature in reporting, And, you know, they work hard at it. They have people dedicated to it. They have, you know, audiences that expect certain types of reports on a regular basis and really demand them on a regular basis. And you sit down with them and you show them kind of a different way to look at data, which is what we've been able to do here with these tools, and to do it in a really cost-effective manner, and to be able to do it so fast, and to see the expression on their faces and the animation that they talk about, kind of the different opportunities that this will provide to them, because they're not only looking at learning data, but they're able to kind of make the connection that because it's so easy to add data to Power BI, that it's, you don't have to constrain it to learning data. You can add business data to this. So then you can start asking questions like, is the learning activities, is the development that we're doing on people, is it having a business impact? And I think that's, you know, one of the biggest takeaways for people listening to this podcast is you have the opportunity now to really begin to definitively answer the question, is what you're doing having an impact on the business? And seeing customers go through that realization in real time, when you're sitting in the room with them, and they realize that they've been chasing this for years in many cases, and they now have the opportunity to do that and to do it fairly quickly, it's a pretty gratifying moment as someone who's been in the business of helping customers try to find business value in these systems for 20 years. It's really gratifying to see them kind of recognize that so fast once they realize how easy it is to put data into Power BI.
Yeah, good insight there. Let's do this. Two last little items before we wrap up. And Reid, want to go with the first one on you, the idea that I just heard from Jim, right, some cost savings. We know that there's cost and there's time. Those are some of the challenges that you guys had early on, right? We have all this data, but how do we get into it? What's it going to cost us to get into it? Are we spending the right time getting into the right data or not, et cetera? We've heard how these dashboards can give us that visual insight. We can make some of these decisions. Let's recap what you all did at Rapid LD, some of the first implementations from SumTotal. What were the tools that you initially were diving into that solved your challenges? And maybe that's the low-hanging fruit that you also recommend to customers of kind of where to start with SumTotal.
I think to answer that question best is it's really a universal recommendation that I think some have heard before, but at the end of the day, what you need to think about first is think about the problem with the end in mind. And you can think about that a couple of ways. So you could say, what type of dashboard are you trying to create, or what type of data do you want to see? How should it, you know, draw it out on a napkin if you need to, or a blank piece of paper, but how should we lay it out, and what data elements need to be in it? Because that's going to allow you to then think about the type of data that you need from the LMS, from SumTotal, whether it's completion data or registration data or information about the classes being taught or the instructors, or the cost of classes, or if you're doing e-commerce, whatever it is, you can develop your reports, you know, using those tables in mind to get you that data so that you can then start bringing it all together in Power BI and designing the reports that you need.
Let me get to Jim, the thinking about the problem and what solution you want. Who have you seen in your experience is the best person to be thinking about that? What business card or what team within an organization should really be part of the conversation to really get that idea down on paper and part of the kind of the mission for the organization to now then go out and evaluate SumTotal and what is available?
You know, James, that varies from customer to customer. And what I mean is, you know, as a learning leader, you have constituents in your organization. They could be in sales, they could be in compliance, they could be in manufacturing, kind of the marketing organization, the different groups of people that, you know, you're accountable to. And traditionally, learning leaders really don't want to go to those people, to the leaders in those organizations inside their company and say, what can I do for you from a reporting standpoint? Because it's so hard to do. You know, and because they don't clearly know, the customer doesn't always clearly know what they want, the answer can be complicated and time consuming and expensive to deliver. So I think that now that they have the tools like Power BI, they can go out and confidently ask those questions, knowing that the solution is something that is rather inexpensive and easily accomplished. And so I think that the key thing is for these learning leaders to go out and begin asking the questions, what is the data about people development that you need to better run your business? And I think that when they can start asking those questions, that they'll really get answers that will help them define what it is that they need to be doing from a reporting standpoint.
Well, hey, guys, appreciate the insights and the dual story, right? How RapidLD used SumTotal tools themselves to develop your business, and then in turn, how you're using those to help customers get those insights as well into their data and their learners. Folks, if you want to learn more, Jim and Reed have recorded a more extensive, in-depth webinar. It is called Making Better Business Decisions with Business Intelligence. You can find that on demand at www.sumtotalsystems.com/resources. With that, we're going to wrap up things on this conversation on behalf of Jim and Reed and the entire RapidLD team, as well as the entire SumTotal team. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us. We do look forward to talking to you all down the road.